Yeah, Roger. Well, some radios have like a software block that keeps them from transmitting over 450 megahertz, which was the case in this case with the HD2. And then other radios usually have like a surface mount resistor that prevents them from transmitting on GMRS frequencies or MERS frequencies. And it takes a little bit of research and maybe a soldering iron in some cases to get them to do, in order to open up all the bands, you know what I mean?